Well, happy 15th anniversary, everybody! Good morning to you! Let's stand together, all you early birds, 7 o'clock. Wow. People in the mainland still sleep at this hour, you know? But Hawaii people are up. 15 years. We're going to have a very special service today. We're going to go through the past 15 years, pull some of the best over the last few years, and we're just going to have a wonderful celebration. Not just for 15 years. We're going to celebrate the one who sustained us for 15 years. Would you welcome him? He's the reason for it all. Jesus Christ, Lord, you are good. Here we go.
Searching for something that's absolutely true. Your kindness leads me to repentance.
Mercy is forever.
15 years God has been sustaining us, but even after 15 years, how many of you would still admit that you're still in process and still getting there?
Yeah.
Today's service is going to be interwoven among messages and testimony with dance and song, but all of that to just remind us that even though you don't think you've arrived yet, it's okay, because you're in good company. Even Paul the Apostle said, there's just a wrestling match inside of me, but I'm going to keep winning. That's the thing. We've come through some low times, some up times, some celebrative times, but also some struggles. And we might still be wrestling. You might be here today thinking, what am I doing here? I've got a lot of stuff on the inside I haven't even solved yet. But it's all right, because God wants you to resolve that within His embrace, not outside of His embrace. And He's called you. Before you arrive, He calls you to Himself. And then He begins working in you. So you'll see today's message interwoven, like snapshots of how God works in each of us, even with our wrestling. But through it all, He has been so faithful. He has been so faithful. Would you thank Him who upholds us by His grace? Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassion. new to New Hope, we want to welcome you. Glad that you're a part of this wonderful family. And those of you that are joining us by the internet, we just want to welcome every single one as we gather together on this beautiful morning before the throne of God. We're celebrating not just 15 years, we're celebrating Him who sustained us and will continue to do so. For He who's been faithful in the past will be faithful in the future. He's brought us this far. He'll take us onward. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that we can trust you in the future because we have seen your faithfulness in the past. Lord, we've gone through all kinds of valleys. No, we're not immune from this world and the troubles and sufferings. We're not immune from the hurts and the foibles of other people, even our own mistakes. But you said that you would give us the edge, that you would guide us and instruct us, and you will turn that would have caused bitterness, you'll turn it into betterment. Yes. That which was painful, you will give us growth. Amen. You'll give us character, and you'll give us likeness. So Lord, you use all of those things. You never waste a hurt. Amen. Never. You always take our tears and turn it into pearls, diamonds. So Lord, we continue to look to you in this upcoming season. Thank you for 15 years of faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful church, her leaders on all the satellites. Lord, continue to work in them and through them, we pray. And now let your love be strong among us, oh God, as we embark on a new season. May we go being guided by you, trusting in you because of your faithfulness for 15 years. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone says, hey, welcome to Three People Say. Happy anniversary. Happy 15. Give it all.
New Hope, 15 years. Hey, how many of you were here? We're at the Bishop Museum on Friday evening. You guys were there? Wasn't that fun? That was a great time. Amazing what a little bit of rain will not do. You know, we didn't have any rain, no wind, just beautiful stars. We'll be doing more of that as we build the community of New Hope. Hey, speaking of that, you know, we're not going to just rest on 15 years. We're going to move forward, right? Let's move forward with what God has for us. So in your bulletins, go ahead and take it out. You see many, many opportunities where you can still be a part of what's happening here at New Hope Christian Fellowship, or New Hope Oahu. In fact, we also have a men's camp coming up, many opportunities to join in a life group or a place of getting connected. Here's an announcement that is not in your bulletin. We're having a volunteer leadership conference. Ever heard of DCAT, doing church as a team? Well, the predecessor of that, we get a little nostalgic on this one. We started off actually with a VLC conference. If you were here like 15 years ago, you remember that conference. It's a predecessor of DCAT. Our VLC is actually happening in October. You'll take a look at the PowerPoint, all the information there, October 15th and 16th. If you are not yet involved in a place of ministry, please jump into this conference. It'll be great for you. If you are involved in ministry, we also have another track that's going to help you grow in your leadership. Now, you might say, well, I'm not a leader. Yes, you are. If you can influence something, if you can do something with your hands or your mind or your feet, you are a leader, and you will be used, and you can be used in ministry. The Lord will equip you to do the work of the Lord. So I want to invite you to join up there outside in the concierge table. We have opportunities for you to join in online. Or if you have a computer at home, you can join in online as well. All right? Many, many opportunities. I'm going to ask if the ushers would prepare to receive our tithes or offerings. Hey, we are also celebrating this weekend, September 11th. And so we want to honor those who are in the military, our armed forces. In fact, if you are serving in the military, or if you've served, or if you have family members overseas right now, would you stand? We want to applaud you and just honor you. Anyone here in the audience? Go ahead and stand. Yeah, right here, brother. Great. Right here. thank you so much for defending our freedom, so much that we take for granted many times. And speaking of that, don't forget now, Saturday, September 18th, is the primary election day. Please, if you have not yet voted, if you're voting by absentee ballots, send in your ballots. If you're walking in, please make sure you vote. Very important year. Take a look at the candidates, what they stand for. They match up with your values. Those are the ones you want to vote for, all right? Let's pray as we give thanks back to the Lord. Outside for your dining pleasure, we have they have barbecue pork slider sandwiches. You know what that is? Like pulled pork. They put it on this little bun. They have four of these little buns in the plate, and they put on this beautiful sauce, and I had some last night. The reason why they call it sliders, when you eat it, it kind of slides down your throat all the way down to your stomach, but it's great. Also, they have mandu plate and a hamburger steak plate as well, okay? But let's pray as we give thanks to the Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, so much for all that we enjoy in life, especially the last 15 years, but more so, Father, as we look forward ahead, so much more ahead, Lord, and we're going to be a part of that because we can trust in your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. You've been faithful to us in the past, and we can look forward to that in the future. So we give now, Lord. We give to honor you most of all. We give of our hearts. We give with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God has so much more for us in the future, but let's take a look at the past. 15 years of New Hope in 150 seconds, starting right now.
Welcome to New Hope Oahu, formerly known as New Hope Christian Fellowship. Have you been here since the beginning? If not, here's a 150-second recap of what's happened so far. In 1984, a black-haired pastor from Palolo Valley was sent to Hilo. His mission was to shut down a church, and God told him not to. That man, Wayne Federa, then became the senior pastor of that church. It was called New Hope. In 7 years, the congregation grew 57-fold. But in 1995, God told Pastor Wayne to start over again, this time in Honolulu. With Anna, Aaron, Amy, and Abby, he moved to Oahu to launch another New Hope church. The first service of New Hope Christian Fellowship was held on September 10, 1995 at Stevenson Intermediate. 720 people showed up. The first Easter service was in April of 96. 300 people were saved. Do you remember when you got saved? On August 11th, after outgrowing several venues, New Hope moved its services to the University of Hawaii Stand Sheriff Center. On October 29, 1996, New Hope received a certificate of charter from the International Church of the Four Square Gospel. That's our denomination. In 1997, New Hope was the fastest growing church in the nation. 1998 was when we found a new home at Farrington High School. Pacific Rim Christian College was also founded that year. Off-site parking became available at Kalakaua Middle School in 1999. That's where you park, right? Later that year, New Hope's first worship CD, With All Our Hearts, was released. A year later, we released the hit single, What If It's True? That was the same year that a Chinese judge joined the staff and New Hope launched its first satellite site at Sand Island. In 2001, the church distributed $55,000 to its congregation to bless others. That made the Chinese judge cringe. The weekend after the terrorist attacks on September 11th, church attendance jumped 22.5%. Several months later, Dane Eisen took some kids to New York to minister to the victims there. That same year, they had their first youth musical, Godspell. Our kids are the best. In 2003, the King of Tonga attended a New Hope service and three more satellite sites were launched.
That's my church!
2004 was a milestone year. Average weekly attendance broke the 10,000 mark, while Easter attendance broke 20,000 for the first time. Praise God! New Hope glorified the Lord in 2005 with the release of another worship CD and the launch of New Hope Diamondhead. The following year, we had a Paina in the Park and Casting Crowns brought down the house. Who's been your favorite guest at New Hope? The Manoa campus launched in 2007. On October 26th, our Spirit of Aloha Outreach was the biggest Make a Difference Day project in the state. New Hope celebrated its 13th anniversary at the Bishop Museum. The grand prize giveaway was a trip for four on the Super Ferry. Did you miss your chance to ride on that boat? Elwin Ahu, the Chinese judge, became the campus pastor of New Hope at Honolulu, and three new sites were launched in 2009. Currently, the Honolulu campus has 69% of the congregation involved with life groups and or serving. Are you part of the 31% that isn't involved? Get with it! 2010 is on track to have over 655,000 seats filled at all campuses midweeks online and children's art services by year end, a new record for New Hope. If God's been that good to us so far, imagine what the future will be like. Stay tuned for more miracles at New Hope.
Check it out.
Is attributable to the people here in this church who've thrown their hearts over the line. Because this church is only going to be as devoted as you are, only as involved as you are, because New Hope is you. That's the church. So we don't want to just sit back. We want to throw our hearts over the line and get involved. And when that happens, God begins to change our lives, and there's a testimony. A testimony of his transformation, a testimony of his guiding. Every single one of these people have a story to tell. A story of them going through a deep valley and how God brought them out. There's no greater story in the world than when God takes a life and turns it around. And you have a story too. And as we start to share our story, watch what God can do as he gives testimony to the world of his saving power. Would you say thanks again to a great God who changed our lives? There's no greater story than that, Lord.
Thank you. You know, much she loved her flowers. Oh, she probably stuck in her garden, lost track of time.
Yeah.
Oh, guess who?
Even when we were cakeys.
I don't think so, poor.
Yeah, no bull like me, Lani. Because you know what? You was always making trouble to me, you and Allah, about my spectacular foliage. You guys just jealous? Because I'm a beautiful princess.
You're not all that.
Yeah, knock it off.
Hey, just be glad the machine never brrrr your whole head off.
I never even think about that. But I still wish my flowers wasn't all boss.
Oh, never mind. You can grow some more.
Hey, I can grow choke flowers. And then maybe I can sell plenty and make plenty, plenty money.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to help you. We're going to string lace. I'm going to get you one booth at the airport. We're going to call them Puas. Puas. Yeah.
I like it.
You're so stupid.
Shut your mouth, Lani. Boy, slap your head. Frosting on top of the cake. Make it a rash.
You're so selfish. I'm making this for Dad's party.
Well, somebody had to make sure it was safe to eat.
I spent all afternoon making this cake, poor.
Oh, my. Stop whining like a just 5-year-old baby. Ugh. Anyway, I don't know why you have to have everything so perfect all the time.
I do not.
You do too, you Martha Stewart wannabe.
I do not. You flower picking, fan whacking, whiny whiny, all of how we parade, float on your head.
Back off!
Why do you
back
wear
off,
that?
Lani.
You look ridiculous. You
like
me. Hey, you
look like
that. Hey,
you always the one.
Oh my goodness. The whole neighborhood can hear you guys. Stop it!
You're the one. I ain't chef over there. She like me call Tantana.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You know what? Knock it off already.
Oh. Honey. Hey, mind your own business. That's right.
You. Okay, you know what? You two guys like act like that? I don't care. Just not in my house.
Ooh. What you gonna do? Call the cops. It's all about my house. It's all about me.
Oh.
boss of this family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I need to remind you too. My paycheck paying for this house, and mom and dad living here with me.
And maybe I need to remind you that they would starve to death if I didn't come over and cook and take care of them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If I never, if I, every time, all the time, everything, if I never, all the time I gotta eat all the leftovers.
Would you say thank you to the Kalohas? By the way, the youngest one in the video is actually our star in Beauty of the Beast. Her name is Kaena. And to see what God has done with all of these lives as they mature and grow, phenomenal. And as wonderful as that is to see the growth, it's not always been that way. People go through tough times as well as good times. And there's a wrestling match on the inside, as I said. Now, if you live well, you'll have good memories. Someone once said it this way. They said, if you live well, you live twice. Because once, through the experience, and if you live it well, you have the memories that you can revisit again and again and again. But not all of us do it right the first time. We've got to go through some valleys of suffering. And then God brings us through to make us better for the future. Sometimes we think that we've got to get our lives together on the outside before we come here. But God says, no, come as you are. And even though we're in the midst of some struggle, he's going to guide us through everything. Take a look at this. those struggles on the inside of us. And if that's you, you're in good company, because Paul the Apostle said that in the book of Romans. He said, it's like two wars going on, two enemies inside of me, wrestling. I don't know which is which. The things I want to do, I don't. Things I should do, I don't. And it's just mixing me up on the inside. I'm conflicted. Who will save me from this wretched man? Well, God knows that we're going to go through struggles, but he's going to guide us through, because when we come through, we'll come through better. And if we'll keep our eyes on him and follow him, when we come through, we'll be able to understand others that are going through that as well, because otherwise we'll just be self-righteous. But when we've gone through the same sufferings and we see someone else going through that, we're quicker to forgive. It's so easy to say, you're bad, I'm good. But God says it's time to forgive because I have forgiven you. So here's a question. How's your forgiveness quotient doing? Are you someone quick to forgive or slow to forgive? Well, here's some questions. Before you withhold forgiveness from someone, ask yourself, do I need forgiveness? Will I need forgiveness in the future? Has God given me a second chance? And if the answer to those questions is yes, then it will help us to forgive. A great example of forgiveness is shown to us right here, exampled right here in Hawaii'i, Queen Liukalani. When she was dethroned and actually imprisoned to her room in the palace, instead of writing a document that would bring revenge, to avenge what has taken place, she instead wrote a song about forgiveness. High Chiefess Kapiolani did the same thing on the Big Island when she defied the goddess Pele and began to give attribute to the one who forgives and gives us new life rather than the fear that was sponsored by Pele. And the people saw the courage of these two ladies. And they remind us often of God's freedom. Because of our faith, he gives forgiveness. Take a look at this clip that we did about God in Hawaii.
Hawaii was a land without peace, for every district was governed by a different warring chief, and bloodshed was common. But soon the stage would be set for a miracle, and the door would be opened for a new era of God in Hawaii. This is a story of two courageous women who would not only change the future of Hawaii forever, but they would inspire the faith of thousands. Welcome to our presentation of Freedom, Faith, and Forgiveness. She knew that 1 John 3 said, for this reason the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the evil one. And after a long and hushed silence, Kapiolani finally emerged to the cheers of her followers. And as she ascended, she did so singing hymns to God, to the God who would set her people free. The next stop on our journey with God in Hawaii will be the island of Oahu, where more missionaries will have landed. In this, our final story, we will look at the wisdom and the grace of a great yet gentle queen whose faith carried her past a reciprocal justice and retaliation to the impacting account of freedom, faith, and forgiveness. The queen tells of her great love for God, a love great enough to ask forgiveness for those who imprisoned her.
Your loving mercy is as high as the heavens, and your truth so perfect. I live in sorrow, imprisoned, but you are my light. And so, O Lord, protect us beneath your wings, and let peace be our portion, now and forevermore.
In the end, we realize that it was Jesus who was the inspiration of these two courageous women, and he'll be yours as well. And regardless of what man and governments do, only he can ultimately bring you freedom, faith, and forgiveness.
Amen.
Speaking these words, I once again realize he's the reason I'm breathing. reason my heart's beating, the reason I'm leaving, putting my past life beneath me. So now I have the book of Ecclesiastes engraved on my existence, telling me everything I've done without him is meaningless, like chasing the wind. I was born split in two halves that constantly clash, pulling, tearing, ripping me apart to all I've left. It's this voice. This voice that cries out to God, that treats prayers like flares through the air for him to reach out and grab. He'll dive into his chest like prodigal sons. He'll take those prayers, use them to build a bridge, connect my two halves. But I'm still learning to let go of this world, to let God change me no matter how much pain comes with it. So I'll read his words and write my own. Because if God is my healer, then writing my first aid kit. And if a house divided cannot stand, then porch is my pair of crutches. And I'll learn to walk. God will teach me to cross the bridge he built for me, through the narrow gate, not the path he paved for me. When he paved for me,
you can tell that every single person has a story to tell. And they're passionate about it because their lives have been transformed. It's not just a performance. Sometimes people come to New Hope and say, well, that's just entertainment. No, that's a story being passionately told of a transformed life by the mercy of Jesus Christ and by the grace of heaven. We are here in the world. Much of what you see here is attributed to the hearts of our volunteers. People that have a story and they tell it. Whether it's through song or dance or whether it's through picking up a broom and sweeping, there is a movement, a motion of gratefulness and thankfulness. It comes from the heart down deep. Not duty, not a role or a job description. It's out of a heart of gratefulness and love. That's what makes New Hope what it is. Mother Teresa once said, do you want to share love? Then pick up a broom and sweep somebody's house. Here at New Hope, people pick up their gifts and begin to develop and deploy it for the sake of the kingdom of God. They take the time to do that. Some of you may not be involved yet in utilizing your gifts. I want to encourage you to do so. Just last night, a guy came, or rather Friday night, and said, I really want to run the sound. I want to be a part of the sound, but they haven't called me because I left them a message. I said, right here, here's the sound people. Come over here. Stand right here. And I introduced them to one person and another, and I said, now shadow them and take the initiative to be involved. Don't wait for someone else. Don't wait for someone else to move so that your future can be released. You take the initiative and the responsibility. And just yesterday, he came up to me and said, wow, that just transformed my life right then. I said, good, because you take initiative for your future. God is waiting. God's got a place for you. It's like a dance. God's going to ask you to be involved. Come on, get out of the grandstand, get onto the ballroom floor. And if God asks you to dance, I think you should dance. Amen.
Thank you.
snapshots of these last 15 years through song and through dance and through music and story and presentation. Our young people, veterans, all you've seen up here, teachers. Colleen's one of the sign dancers. She's taught so many people here sign and the hula and all of these things combined together. What it says is there's a place for every single person. Well, not just on this platform, everywhere in this church. Because the church is you. Now, although we'll celebrate 15 years today, we celebrate something even greater. The disciples came to Jesus and said, what should we celebrate? You know what he said? Here's what you should celebrate. The fact that your names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That's enough to party for over for an eternity. If you've never come to Jesus, please do so. I beg you to give your heart to him. You will never be disappointed. The Lord will guide you and change you and transform you into the person that he designed you to be in the first place. We walk away from that thinking that we've got it down on our own, only to find that it's not where we want to be in the end. But we've lost a lifetime. The sooner you can, the better. Turn to him who created you and designed you. And when it's all done, you'll be so glad that you received him into your heart so that he can guide you. Because the bottom line is the fact that when he lives in you, everything changes. How many of you are glad he lives?
Come on.
standing in the back saying, look at the energy they put into everything that they do. They're telling a story. They're not doing a performance. They're telling a story. Look. And that's what we do. It's a story, the greatest story ever told of a transformed life when Jesus comes into our life and changes it. And that's what we celebrate at this 15-year junction. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you so much for a wonderful church called New Hope. No greater church in the world than this one. We ask that you continue now with your grace that has kept us for 15 years, that you will launch us into this next season. And all that we've learned, we will carry with us all the lessons for the good times and the bad. We will take with us into this next season. Begin to expand what you're doing here so that all will know and hear. Thank you for what you're doing with our youth and emerging leaders to train them so that they will be a part of that growth tip in the future. Lord, we ask your blessings and we thank you for your grace. And when it comes back down to the most irreducible part, we find that it's you standing. Not programs, not a church, it's you. For it's in Christ alone. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, would you give the Lord a clap offering with you?